Shalom to all. Today we're on Masechas Kinim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is bringing Lurmus Chos Asbas Rachel, Shishi Bezecher Fat, and Receiving Hagon, Bikar of Mamish. And we continue with more cases where we have a mixture of a Ken Stuma and Ken Mufreshes. So Mishnah tells us, Chatos Mikan, Va'ol Mikan, Ustum Be'emta. We have a bird that was already designated as a Chatos on one side, a bird that was already designated Ayla on the other side, and then a Ken Stuma, which again is two birds that are not yet designated, they're in the middle. Now let's say, Parchman and Emta Letzdadin. Birds from the middle flew to the sides, Echad Helch, Vechad Helach, one here, one there. Life said, Kolom, nothing lost out. Rather, he should say, the one that went to the chatos side is a chatos, the one that went to the oila side is an oila, and that could be done because remember, the middle is a ken stuma, and therefore we're able to designate what each bird is whenever we decide. Now let's say chazer l'emtza, a bird flew from both sides into the middle, so emtzaim yamusu, the middle ones have to be left to die, that's because we don't know what they are. Now that they're mixed up in the middle, we don't know which one's a chatos and which one's an oila. However, elu yikrivu chatos, elu yikrivu oilas, the ones that are still on the sides, that side is a chatos and the other side is an oila. Now let's say Chazar, the ones that had flown into the middle, now flew back out to the sides, or they flew from the middle to the sides, and really that's repetitive, it's basically saying the same thing. All of them have to be left to die, because since we don't know which the middle birds are, we don't know which one's the oil and which one's the chatos, so now that they flew to the sides, it's very possible that the oil flew to the chatos side, and the chatos flew to the oil side, and so all the birds here are possible. Now the Mishnah moves on to another din. When bringing bird pairs, the pair is not allowed to be made up of two different birds. Tyrin ain't b'nei yoina. Tar is a turtle dove, b'nei yoina are young pigeons, so we're not allowed to have one is a tar and one is a ben yoina. And now the Mishnah describes what we're supposed to do if that happens. Ketzad, what's the situation? So isha shivya chatos a tar, v'ilasa ben yoina, a woman who her chatos was a tar and her oila was a ben yoina, techwa v'tavya ilasa tar, she has to repeat and bring a new oila as a tar. And also ilasa tar v'chatos a ben yoina, let's say her oila was a tar and her chatos was a ben yoina, same here, techwa v'tavya ilasa ben yoina, she has to repeat and bring the oila as a ben yoina. We clearly see from Tanakama that the chatos is what determines what this pair is supposed to be. So if the chatos was a tar, the oila also has to be a tar. If the chatos was a ben yoina, so the oila also has to be a yoina. However, Ben Azir argues and says, Halchanach HaRishon, which is go with whatever the first one was. And if the first one was a tar, then it's a tar. If the first one was a ben yoina, then it's a ben yoina. It doesn't make a difference if it was a chatos or oila. One more din, Ha'ishi Shevi Chatos Omeisa, if a woman brought one bird as a chatos and then she died, Yaviwa Yarshim Ailasa, her Yarshim, those who inherit her, could bring her oila, because that's allowed to be brought even after person's death. However, Ailasu Mesa, if she brought one bird as an oila and then she died, Loyavi Yarshma Chatasa, the Yarshma are not allowed to bring her bird that's a chatos. That's because it's called a chatos shemesu baaleha. The owner of the chatos died, and this is not able to be brought after the owner had already passed away. Moving on to Parag Gimel Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah tells us Medvar Murim, when was all of this stated? Everything we learned in the previous two prakim. One of these cases said, Bakayan Nimlach, that's if the Kayan came to ask. In other words, the birds got mixed up in all the situations that we had, and the Kayan came to ask, what am I supposed to do? I have a whole bunch of birds that are mixed up. How many should I bring? What should they be brought as? So on and so forth. But let's say the Kain didn't ask, and he just decided to do whatever he wanted. So here we're going to have a lot of repeats of the previous cases, but again, over here, we're talking about where the Kain didn't ask what he should do. So let's say, each woman had one bird pair, or our two women both had two bird pairs, or our two women both had three bird pairs, and then they got mixed up with each other. If the Kain just ended up bringing all of them above, remember that's above the Chotas Sikra, above the halfway point of the Mizbeach, and that's where we bring an Ayla, so Mechzu Kasher, Mechzu Apostle, half of them are Kasher, half of them are Apostle, because again, only half of them are supposed to be Aylas, so only half of them are Kasher. Now let's say Kulin Lamaton, if you brought them all below the Chata Sekra, Mechzu Kasher, Mechzu Apostle, half are Kasher, half are Apostle, because they're treated as Chatois. Now let's say Chatzil Mal, Chatzil Mato, the Kain decided, you know what, since half of these are Chatois and half of these are Aylas, so I'm just going to bring half above and half below. So in this situation, Es Shalomalo, Mechzu Kasher, Mechzu Apostle, whatever he brought above, only half are Kasher and the other half are Apostle, because it's very possible that half of them are really Chatois and were supposed to be done below. And the same thing, whatever he brought below, only half are kosher and the other half are pasul, for the same reason, because perhaps only half of them are chatois and the other half maybe are oilis, and therefore in this situation, only a quarter of the birds that are brought are kosher. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gemel with more scenarios, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.